Good morning and welcome to News Briefing. We're here to bring you up to speed on the most impactful headlines from around the globe. On this day in history, May 13, back in 1950, the very first Formula One World Championship race was held at Silverstone in England, marking the birth of what would become a global motorsport phenomenon. From international politics and domestic policy shifts to economic updates, technological breakthroughs, and crucial stories from India, we're covering it all. Our news comes from a variety of trusted sources including BBC News, NPR Topics, The New York Times, NDTV, CNBC, and many others. Joining me as always is our stellar reporter, Arohi, to break down the details. Arohi, let's start with a significant report out of Washington regarding U.S. intelligence and a familiar controversy.
Absolutely. U.S. intelligence agencies have recently undercut claims made by former President Trump regarding Iran's missile capabilities. While Trump had asserted that Iran could strike the U.S. mainland within a month of the U.S. withdrawing from the nuclear deal, the intelligence community's assessments indicate that Iran is still years away from developing an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States. Their current arsenal poses a regional, not immediate continental, threat. This report highlights a continued divergence between political rhetoric and classified intelligence findings. The broader headlines also touch upon the financial implications of a controversial project dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, and ongoing disputes surrounding the annual Eurovision Song Contest.
That's a stark clarification from the intelligence community. And speaking of U.S. internal affairs, we're seeing some notable dissent within the Republican Party in South Carolina. What's the story there?
In South Carolina, a prominent Republican, state Senate leader Shane Massey, defied his party and, by extension, former President Trump, on a contentious redistricting vote. Massey openly warned against the vicious power struggles he observed, questioning, to what end? And highlighting the erosion of fundamental American values. He ultimately cast a no vote, signaling a rare break from party lines, particularly on an issue as politically charged as electoral maps. His stance underscored growing concerns about the impact of hyperpartisanship on democratic processes and the integrity of the state's political landscape.
A powerful moment of conscience in South Carolina. This brings us to a broader academic discussion about the state of American democracy. Some scholars are now using a new, rather alarming term to describe it.
That's right. The question, what form of government do we have in America now, is being debated by scholars, with some suggesting the U.S. is no longer a liberal democracy but rather slipping into what they term competitive authoritarianism. NPR's Frank Langfitt explained that this term describes a hybrid regime where democratic institutions like elections exist but are systematically manipulated by incumbents, blurring the lines between democracy and authoritarian rule. Characteristics often include an uneven playing field for opposition, weakened rule of law, and restricted civil liberties, even as formal democratic processes remain in place. It's a significant reevaluation of the nation's political health.
A troubling assessment of the current political climate. Let's shift gears to a critical social issue here in the U.S., specifically in Minneapolis, where mutual aid efforts for immigrants are facing significant challenges.
During what was known as Operation Metro Surge, mutual aid initiatives in Minneapolis successfully raised millions of dollars to assist immigrants. However, with the peak of the crisis receding, most of the relief agents have departed, and community fatigue is setting in. Funds are rapidly drying up, and many donors and volunteers have moved on. The crucial distinction is that the immigrants awaiting help have not. They remain in precarious situations, highlighting a persistent need for support that outlasts initial surges of generosity, revealing a gap between short-term aid and sustained, long-term assistance requirements.
A poignant reminder of ongoing needs even as public attention wanes. Now, turning to the economy, we've seen some concerning indicators this week regarding wholesale prices and inflation. What are the latest numbers telling us?
We're seeing clear signs of economic ripples from global events. Government data revealed that the producer price index, a key measure of wholesale inflation, jumped in April at its fastest pace in 4 years. This comes just a day after consumer prices showed inflation surging. Specifically, wholesale inflation rose 6% in April on an annual basis, marking the biggest increase since 2022. This figure exceeded Dow Jones' consensus expectations of a 0.5% increase for the month. These wholesale price hikes often signal future increases in consumer prices, suggesting that inflationary pressures continue to build across the economy.
Those are significant jumps, pointing to continued economic headwinds. Let's move to international headlines, where we have a truly dramatic report from the Philippines.
Indeed, a shocking incident unfolded in the Philippine Senate where a burst of gunfire was reported as authorities attempted to arrest a senator who was wanted by the International Criminal Court. Witnesses described a chaotic scene, highlighting the extreme tensions surrounding legal processes for high-profile figures. This event underscores the volatile political climate in the Philippines and the serious implications of international legal warrants intersecting with domestic governance. The attempted arrest within the legislative chambers itself signifies a profound moment of confrontation between state institutions.
That sounds like an unprecedented level of political drama. Moving to a broader geopolitical trend, South Africa is weighing in on the rising influence of the Global South and the BRICS alliance.
South Africa's Minister Lamola, during his inaugural visit to India, emphasized that the rise of the Global South is a profound reality, and the BRICS alliance is far more than mere symbolism. He highlighted the deep bilateral relationship between South Africa and India, underscoring its significance within the broader BRICS framework. Lamola's remarks reflect a growing assertiveness among these nations to collectively shape global economic and political narratives, challenging traditional power structures and advocating for a more multipolar world order. His visit served to reinforce strategic partnerships within this evolving bloc.
A clear statement on the shifting global power dynamics. And speaking of global impact, we're seeing unexpected consequences of the war in Iran reaching as far as Japanese snack aisles.
This is an interesting illustration of how interconnected global supply chains are. The war in Iran is disrupting the supply of a specific ingredient crucial for colored ink. As a result, the packaging on some Japanese snacks is turning black and white. Calbee, for example, known for its vibrantly packaged chips, is now producing bags in monochrome. This seemingly minor change highlights the far-reaching and often unforeseen economic ripples of conflict, affecting even everyday consumer goods and demonstrating the fragility of global manufacturing processes against geopolitical instability.
A fascinating and rather stark visual impact of distant conflict. Before we dive into more regional news, let's take a moment for a remarkably innovative and uplifting story from Gaza.
Amidst immense destruction, two displaced teenagers in Gaza, sisters Farah and Tala, have won a prize for an inspiring innovation, turning rubble into reusable bricks. Their project was driven by a desire to turn destruction into something useful, transforming the debris from destroyed buildings into valuable construction materials. This initiative not only addresses a practical need for rebuilding but also serves as a powerful symbol of resilience, resourcefulness, and hope, demonstrating how ingenuity can emerge even from the most challenging circumstances to contribute positively to their community.
A truly inspiring story of innovation and hope in the face of adversity. Moving to India-related news, we have a report of a traveler's rather traumatizing experience in Laos.
An Indian woman reported a traumatizing experience where she was allegedly denied boarding in Laos due to a requirement for proof of $400 cash holdings. She claimed that officials insisted on physical cash, despite her ability to demonstrate sufficient digital financial documents. This incident highlights potential discrepancies in international travel regulations or their enforcement, and the challenges travelers might face when digital banking is preferred over traditional cash holdings, leading to unexpected and distressing situations even with valid travel documents and funds.
A situation that many modern travelers might find surprising and frustrating. Sticking with India, the government has made a significant move regarding bullion imports.
The Indian government has significantly hiked import duties on bullion, specifically gold and silver. This move comes as the world's second-largest gold market faces a declining rupee. Notifications issued recently confirmed a 10% basic customs duty and an additional 5% tax on gold and silver imports. The measure is primarily aimed at arresting the slide of the rupee by discouraging non-essential imports, particularly luxury goods like bullion, thereby conserving foreign exchange reserves and attempting to stabilize the national currency amidst economic pressures.
A decisive economic policy move there. Now, for some domestic Indian news, Delhi residents have seen a change in weather patterns.
Yes, parts of Delhi have experienced light rain, and an orange alert has been issued for thunderstorms and hail in the region. These weather conditions have contributed to bringing down the maximum temperature in the national capital, settling it below the seasonal normal. This change offers some respite from the usually rising temperatures expected at this time of year, though the warning for severe weather like thunderstorms and hail indicates potential disruptions.
A welcome temperature drop for Delhi. Moving south, the political landscape in Tamil Nadu is currently undergoing a critical test.
In Tamil Nadu, the government is currently facing a crucial floor test. Amidst this political maneuver, a significant internal development within the AIADMK party has emerged. EPS, the party leader, has reportedly sacked C.V. Shunmugam from his AIADMK post. This action was taken specifically for Shunmugam's decision to vote in favor of Vijay, signaling internal party discipline being enforced during a critical moment of political alignment and trust vote proceedings within the state assembly. The outcome of the floor test will determine the government's stability.
High-stakes politics unfolding in Tamil Nadu. Now, turning to education news, students in West Bengal are eagerly awaiting their Class 12 results.
The West Bengal Council of Higher Secondary Education, or WBCHSE, is set to release the Class 12 scorecards on May 14, 2026. This announcement marks a significant moment for thousands of students who have completed their higher secondary examinations. Aspirants will soon be able to access their results, which are crucial for their future academic pursuits and college admissions, bringing an end to months of anticipation for students, parents, and educators across the state.
A day of reckoning for many students. And on the topic of exams, the situation for NEET aspirants across the country remains highly uncertain.
Indeed, the uncertainty surrounding the NEET examination continues to plague aspirants. Students are describing a feeling of being back to square one, after months of preparation, only to face one cancellation. This refers to the ongoing limbo and rescheduling issues that have led many students to resume their intense studies amidst a lack of clarity regarding the definitive exam dates. The repeated delays and cancellations are causing significant stress and disruption to their academic plans and mental well-being, highlighting systemic challenges in exam administration.
A truly frustrating situation for those students. Let's now pivot to the rapidly evolving world of artificial intelligence and technology. A significant investment is being made in the quest for self-improving AI.
A substantial $4 billion effort is underway to build self-improving AI, attracting notable researchers from major tech companies. Recursive Superintelligence, a new entity founded by former Google, Meta, and OpenAI researchers, is at the forefront of this initiative. This new venture is part of a growing trend within the AI sector to automate the creation and enhancement of artificial intelligence itself, pushing the boundaries towards more autonomous and potentially exponentially advancing AI systems. It represents a massive bet on the future of AI development and its transformative potential.
A fascinating, and perhaps a bit daunting, leap forward in AI development. Meanwhile, Amazon is making a strategic pivot in its own AI approach.
Amazon has announced a significant shift in its AI strategy, ditching its existing Rufus chatbot. In its place, the company is launching Alexa for Shopping, an e-commerce bot designed to answer queries and take actions on behalf of users within the shopping ecosystem. This pivot indicates Amazon's renewed focus on integrating AI directly into its core retail business, leveraging the familiar Alexa brand to enhance the shopping experience and automate customer service and purchasing decisions more efficiently. It signals a move towards practical, domain-specific AI applications.
A strategic move to integrate AI into its core business model. And on the geopolitical front, the rivalry between the US and China in AI development is intensifying, particularly concerning access to advanced models.
The latest reports reveal China sought access to Anthropic's newest AI models, but the answer was a definitive no. This denial highlights the increasing lead the United States is establishing over China in developing cutting-edge artificial intelligence, particularly with advanced models from companies like Anthropic and OpenAI. This move intensifies the technological rivalry between the two global powers, as access to these sophisticated AI systems is seen as crucial for national security, economic competitiveness, and future innovation, leading to a tightening of export controls and collaboration restrictions.
That denial underscores the critical race in AI development. And finally, on the tech front, the massive AI build-out by hyperscalers is set to require staggering amounts of energy.
The sheer magnitude of the AI capital spending boom is truly historic, involving staggering dollar values. This build-out by hyperscale cloud providers will necessitate massive amounts of energy to power the data centers and computational resources required for advanced AI. Industry analysts are now pointing to two under-the-radar stocks that are expected to benefit significantly from this colossal demand for energy infrastructure and efficient power management solutions. The exponential growth of AI is not only a technological revolution but also a profound energy challenge.
It certainly sounds like AI will be shaping our energy landscape for years to come. And that brings us to the end of our news briefing for today. Before we go, here's a surprising fun fact related to AI. While we often think of artificial intelligence as a modern concept, the first recorded instance of automated, human-like figures dates back to ancient Greece. The Greek god Hephaestus, the smith god, was said to have crafted golden maidens who could move and speak, acting as his assistants, a fascinating early imagining of artificial intelligence. Thank you for tuning in. Arohi, thank you for your incredible insights as always. We appreciate your time and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow with more essential news.